I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Just a few years ago, the U.S. had six major legacy airlines: Delta, United, Northwest, American, U.S. Airways, and Continental. Then Delta merged with Northwest, United merged with Continental, and now the last two standalones have announced their pending merger for a grand total of only three legacy airlines. One of the major byproducts of a merger is the cut in capacity almost across the board. The remaining airlines are operating fewer aircraft, flying fewer routes, and as a result, airfares could be headed skyward. And if history is any guide, small and mid-sized cities will be the biggest losers, with reduced or eliminated air service. Those smaller city airports then have to scramble to attract other airlines, like Allegiant, Frontier, and JetBlue. But where you're going to feel the most impact is in your frequent flyer programs. Although your miles are still valid, reduced air service simply means it will get harder and harder to use those miles. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.